Penguin Random House Audio presents Demon Voices, Essays on Storytelling, written and read by Philip Pullman, with an introduction by Simon Mason.
Introduction. As the author of some of the most popular stories of our time, Philip Pullman requires very little introduction. His books have been read by millions of eager readers the world over. Not only the trilogy of His Dark Materials, but also the Sally Lockhart novels, his fairy tales, his retelling of Grimm's folk tales, the fable The Good Man Jesus and the Scoundrel Christ, and many others. He is recognised as one of the world's great storytellers. During my work on his essays, we met several times, usually at his home. In person, he is a striking presence, physically imposing but quiet in his manner. He typically dresses in casual, practical clothes with plenty of pockets that give him the air of a craftsman, an electrician perhaps, or a carpenter, which in fact he is. When we began our meetings, he still had his famous ponytail, which he had vowed to keep until finishing the first volume of The Book of Dust. He reported that the bookseller had said it made him look like a retired roadie. The ponytail came off a few months later, and he showed it to me in a transparent bag. "I'm thinking of donating it to the Bodleian Library," he said. Humorous, formidably knowledgeable, sharply intelligent and firm in his opinions, he has absolutely no airs and graces, instinctively putting people at their ease. Each time I met him, I was struck by his relaxed courtesy. I was struck in a different way by his pair of hyperactive cockapoo puppies, Mixie and Coco, who flew at me from all angles, even, somehow, from above, while Philip calmly made coffee in the kitchen. The low-ceilinged, open-fired room where we talked was filled with objects, musical instruments, pictures, books, and wooden constructions which he had made himself. The pleasure he takes in the well-made is evident, and I was often shown things he liked: a Dove's Press edition of Paradise Lost, printed with the famous Dove's type, a woodcut by John Lawrence, a life-size alethiometer, made for him by an admiring reader. He nearly always had a story to tell about these objects. The Dove's type, he told me, was once destroyed by their co-owner, T.J. Cobden Sanderson, after a dispute with his business partner, Emery Walker, by casting it, bit by bit, into the Thames from Hammersmith Bridge, a process which he undertook only on dark nights and which took him 5 months to complete, beginning at the end of August 1916 and finishing in January 1917. Nearly 100 years later, it was retrieved by the Port of London Authority's salvage diving team, employed by a designer wishing to digitise the type. This instinct to tell stories is deep in Philip. For sheer storytelling excitement, his own stories are hard to beat. But their popularity is due also, I think, to their thoughtfulness, the way in which, with great curiosity and energy, they engage ideas and issues and ask interesting questions. Is the world conscious? What is our place and purpose here? What is evil? Where does religious belief come from? Can innocence be regained? His stories dramatize such questions in thrilling ways, and so do his essays. The 32 here, selected from more than 120, were written over many years. The oldest is Let's Write It in Red, a fascinating and fascinated meditation on story writing considered as a game, dating from June 1997. The most recent is Soft Beulah's Night from November 2014, an impassioned personal testament to the wisdom and originality of the poet William Blake, who arguably has influenced Philip the most. The essays are also very varied. Partly this is because they were written in different circumstances, for different purposes. Many were talks, delivered at conferences or symposia. Others were articles in newspapers, yet others were commissioned pieces in journals, chapters in books, programme notes and promotional pieces. Mainly, though, it is because Philip's interests range so widely. Not for nothing is his personal demon the raven, that picker-up of bits and pieces here and there. Like most great writers, he is a great reader, and thinks about what he has picked up during a lifetime of passionate, engaged reading, of the work of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?